the regularly scheduled meeting of the Post Audit and Oversight. Currently present is myself, Gloria Tan Swiston, Charlie Shapiro, Alderman Charlie Shapiro from Ward 6, and Alderman Marcia Johnson from Ward 2. There's only three of us, so we can only recommend, but we can't actually take a vote on anything. So what we had today, I just wanted to report on that after last meeting, Alderman Lennon and I met with Mr. Manso, and what we did was we had a discussion, and one of the things that we had asked him to give us was a list of different reasons why, you know, records would not reflect reality.
Okay.
Why?
How did we get arrived at this information?
These are essentially the rules that come down from the state. These are all the different.
So we didn't. No, we were going to take a random sample, and I don't know if we have the report.
Right. So one of the things that we sort of discussed.
You have to stay in so we can move hold.
Yeah.
I thought you can't take a vote.
Well,
we can't take an action. It's a recommendation.
It's a recommendation.
We
just stop this conversation because he wants to go somewhere.
Okay.
I am moving hold.
Okay.
Because Mr. Manso is not present to explain this. It is not your job as the chair of Post Audit. Okay? The person who is says discussion with the executive secretary of the Elections Commission.
Okay.
That is who should be present.
Okay.
And I am not going to discuss this item until he shows up.
Okay. I actually didn't ask him to come today, so because what we wanted to do was
we were supposed to have him. He needs to explain this group.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll support the motion to hold.
Okay.
Is that acceptable?
Yep. Yes, thank you.
Okay. And then we'll take a motion to hold, and then perhaps the suggestion would be that there's a discussion with the executive branch or the elections commissioner.
No, I don't think it is. I want, as the doctor of this item, I want him to come and explain these.
Okay.
Okay, so I support the motion to hold.
Sure, that sounds good. Scott, what we wanted to do before we brought him before us was, Scott and I, and Scott's not here, so that's kind of hard too, was we wanted to report back on what he and I had discussed so we can get a couple more things in order before we brought Mr. Minso in front of us.
It would have been appropriate to ask me as the doctor.
So. Yeah, and Scott was going to talk to you about that too.
He talked to me last night, and my understanding from him last night is that he wasn't even sure that Mr. Manso was going to have anything in writing for us.
I see.
As
okay.
of last night when we walked out of zoning and planning, which would have been 10:30?
Kind of, right.
Approximately?
Yeah. I touched base with Mr. Manso this morning, and he had it. And I said, you know, I talked with Scott, and Scott says, well, let's first start with something in writing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's his writing. It's his, you know, he needs to be the one, not you. And I appreciate your efforts, Claire, this is not a slam at you personally. Mr. Manso should stand behind his information that he puts forward.
Okay.
And it shouldn't be that you have to ask him or not ask him. He should come as the person in charge of the Elections Commission, the city official, paid by the city, to address issues that have been brought forward about how things are handled in his office.
Okay.
And you would expect anyone else to address it.
Yep. So I don't think we're going to, because I don't expect Amy to come. Scott was going to pop his head in. I know John is out of town. John Friedman never comes. Oh, I didn't say that, sorry. And I know Sidra's got land use today, right?
Land use.
Is there land use? She doesn't offer. Whoop. Okay. All right. So move hold, and we're all recommending hold on that one. Item 178 2015-04, parens 3, Alderman Lappin requesting a report from the Commissioner of Public Buildings regarding why no progress has been made on the implementation of the construction project database approved by the Board of Aldermen on April 20th, 2004. We spoke with Cheryl, and she's okay with NAN. If anything, she may reword a different docket item requesting regular updates. I think this particular wording is not appropriate for the current commissioner. So do I have a
motion? So the docketer, is NAN acceptable to the docketer of this?
Yes. Okay, I got an email from her that that was okay.
Great. I move NAN.
I would ask that you please convey via the committee clerk that I would like to be added to the as a docketer when she concerns the item. Let's see. 04. At least the 6 years.
You know what? Maybe what we can recommend is, I think that what we should do is docket an item like we have on the zoning and planning, that post what we recommend is that an item be docketed into public facilities, that regular updates be made to the committee.
Mm-hmm. When we say quarterly or like a specific
thing.
Quarterly. If we can get a quarterly.
A little less squishy, a little more.
Right.
Well,
so
I mean, that's probably above the
like the Newton
time frame.
Well, supposedly at the last public facilities meeting, we heard they have a database. They're tracking this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We'll hear about it quarterly.
Yeah. And so what we would like to docket an item, we've NAN'd this, and what we'd like to docket an item is we'd like to request a quarterly update to the Public Facilities Committee from the Commissioner of Public Buildings on, you know, basically the latest status, like maybe a highlight, a summary of what's come in, what's
just
come out.
Just like Public Facilities does now. What is it, Newton North update?
Correct.
Right. Same idea.
Great.
In fact, it might even be part, because Newton North should now be part of one of all the public buildings.
It's just all buildings. So.
Right, all buildings.
So, I mean, but to your point where maybe what a suggestion might be is to NAN the Newton North and just make it all buildings. Using that database as the foundation.
We should find out who has the Newton North one.
I think it's just public facilities.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yes.
Okay, should I talk to Sidra about
that? Yeah, talk to Sidra.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah, because I think Sidra and Lenny were the ones who docketed the item on Newton North that sits on public facilities right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll talk to them about that.
Okay.
All right, next one. 37509 Forens 2, Committee on Community Preservation, requesting explanation from Inspection Services and Fire Department regarding requests for changes in the Brigham House Rehabilitation Project from project plan that had previously approved that resulted in increased project costs. Talked to both Cheryl and John Rice on this one, and they're both comfortable with NANing it.
So moved.
Okay.
Did I say something else, or was that it?
We're good.
Oh, great. Move to adjourn.
We're done.